Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785. Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. The blazing heat continues for now, but we're watching the future at a Gulf low-pressure system that could bring some beneficial rain. For today and tomorrow, very hot, with highs in the upper 90s both days. Heat index 100 to 105 again. And the rain chances small, but not zero, about 10%. Saturday, increasing clouds, high in the mid-90s. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, a tropical low coming out of the Gulf of Mexico could bring some beneficial rain to Alabama. Will this system turn into a tropical depression or something else? We're monitoring, but the rain chances will get better. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A death investigation is now underway after a woman's body was found last night in the Dollar General parking lot in Highland Home. Right now, officials have not identified the woman or released a cause of death. A Troy University fraternity is suspended effective this week. University officials released a statement saying the campus's Sigma Chi fraternity is suspected of hazing. These allegations are under investigation by the Dean of Student Services and the Office of Student Involvement. And the Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles says parole hearings are expected to resume at the beginning of November. The agency said postponements were necessary after the board could not ensure that they were in compliance with a new notification law. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at Martha Ray's Florist.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4-ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their 2 locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. I haven't laid bound, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look.
Seven and a half minutes after nine. You know what I did today, Dave?
What's that?
I turned my headphones down after doing the hearing test on air yesterday.
Yeah.
See, now everything sounds muted. Sounds like someone's got a pillow over my face. And not in a good way. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228.
Did you ever think that Roxette just became Ace of Base?
No, but they are.
Right? I mean, it's the same group, right? I mean, the woman even looks the same.
They do. They actually very do.
I've had this theory since, like, 1993.
That Roxette just morphed it. Roxette was like, you know what? We had our run.
Everyone was like, no one wants a new Roxette album.
No.
But what if we...
What if we're the Ace of Base?
What if we just put a little dance beat behind it and call it Ace of Base?
And what if all that she wants is another baby?
Because apparently, if you're...
Do you think that song's about parenthood?
If you're a hot Swedish chick...
Yeah.
Like, you just go to the top of the charts for at least a little while.
Talking about, like,
ABBA,
Bjork,
Roxette, you know, all of them,
Wouldn't Bork or Bjork or whatever?
Bjork?
What is her name, Bjork?
Yeah.
Did you pronounce the Y?
It was a J.
But you pronounced it as a Y, Bjork.
Right. Bjork.
It wasn't Bork. That was Robert Bork. That was the...
I say Bjork.
That was the would-be Supreme Court
because
justice.
Because learn how to talk, Swedes. Silent J. Everyone else in the world's wrong. We're right.
I could not agree more with that sentiment.
See?
Our number 272-9228. Now that we've got the Roxette turns, are they Swedish? Roxette is Swedish?
I think so.
Should I start fake blonde hair?
I'm going to go with it.
I'm looking it up.
You want to fight on that lie? We're going to fight on that lie.
I'm looking it up. All right, our number 27. Yeah, Swedish. How about that? Swedish soft rock duo.
See? Dave be knowing.
Marie Fredriksson. Right. Have you heard of a more Swedish sounding name than Fredriksson?
Unless it's like Gottman's daughter. You know how they like do the thing?
Per Gessle.
Oh, good job, Per. I think it's Per.
You think it's Per?
Per.
Remember that thing you said a minute ago about everybody else is wrong and we're right?
It's Per. Good job, Per.
Per. If it was Per, it would have an A, buddy. Our number 272-9228.
Could have an E, too, or an I. You pick Per. We had a segment coming in, but I just derailed it completely with Roxette talk. It's basically my job around here.
I'm not going to say who sent me the text, but apparently Bjork is Icelandic, not Swedish.
Oh, it's Icelandic.
And it's the O has a line in it.
Oh, like, it's
like,
one of those?
Like Soren Kierkegaard had the O in Soren.
Yeah. Good job, Bjorker.
This is amazing. It's amazing. I got the inside. Someone just texted me, wants to come on to announce he's running for county commissioner.
This
is a big name. This is a name people know.
Which seat?
I'm not going to tell you. Let the speculation commence. Let's just say this. It's an occupied seat.
Yeah.
And this is a big name running.
Would be primary or general?
Primary.
Yeah.
We're talking about a fight.
A knockdown, dragout?
Guys, we are...
A dragdown knockout?
Drag down, knock out.
We gonna fight? Let's fight.
All right. We got a, it's pronounced bike. That's hilarious.
I know, right?
That's very funny. All right. We gotta get a show going. I'm trying to go through and clear out my text message. I haven't looked at them apparently since like 8:40. I just went through.
So you have 9,000?
Yeah. No, seriously. It was like 26 or 28.
Yeah.
Apparently, as you get started on a show, people want to jump in. All right. We got to open with the big news over yesterday. The Ninth Circuit and Democrats got pimp slapped by the Supreme Court of the United States Supreme Court is allowing nationwide enforcement of a new Trump administration rule that prevents most Central American migrants from seeking asylum in the United States. I don't know why this had to go to the Supreme Court. But for the fact Article 3 judges are horrific, horrible creatures.
The worst.
District court judges, Article 3 district court judges, with their nationwide injunctions, are the worst human beings on earth.
Right?
They're worse
right?
than Jeffrey Dahmer. They're worse than Adolf Hitler. They're worse than Osama bin Laden. CIA asset. They're worse than, well, Hitler, CIA asset, too. They're worse than any of these people.
They're worse than all the CIA assets and the CIA.
They're not worse than all the CIA assets. But they're worse than the ones we've named.
Wait, aren't a lot of them CIA assets, though?
Yes, probably. Oh, the Article 3 judges? 100%.
Yeah, right.
Especially see, these see, knocking
see,
down.
See?
The President of the United States has granted to him in the Constitution and by statute certain rights, certain abilities, certain powers.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those powers is to establish an orderly flow of migration into the country. And there are certain things he's able to do. You remember, for example, the ban Barack Obama put in place on people from, I think, Syria or somewhere coming into the United States.
Yeah.
They just put a ban on it. Barack right. Obama did. Nobody said, it's a Muslim ban. Nobody said anything like that. They just said, oh, okay, well, the president's exercising his duly appointed powers. He's able to control migration on these types of things. He's able to, according to the Constitution, say who and who can and can't come into this country. Nice of him. Nice of the president. Nobody freaked out. Nobody lifted a finger. President Trump does it, and all of a sudden you have Article 3 judges in Hawaii knocking down a law that applies to the entire country. Now, here's the way district court judges work. A lot of people think if you're a federal judge, you're a judge over the entire federation, the entire federal government. You're not.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh.
Myron Thompson, a fine judge, great judge around here. Emily Marks, great judge around here, fine judge. Keith Watkins, great judge. They sit in the middle district of Alabama, which is like 25 counties.
Uh-huh.
And actually, for some reason, even though it's called middle, runs down to Dothan.
Right.
It runs over to Auburn and Lee County, and it comes over to Montgomery, a little bit towards Selma.
That's kind of the middle.
Yeah. I mean, Dothan you would think is southern, but whatever. It's a middle district.
But then Mobile would not be the southern district, and we can't have that, Barron.
Well, Mobile is the southern district.
That's what I'm saying. But if Dothan was in it, if you consider Dothan South Alabama, then how can I be from South Alabama, Barron, if I'm from Mobile?
Your southern accent's as bad as mine.
I know.
Anyway. So you've got the middle district. So these fine judges over here, Judge Watkins, Judge Marks, Judge Thompson, these fine Americans that sit over here, they don't put nationwide injunctions down because they only have a little fiefdom of about 20, 25 counties in central Alabama.
Right.
They're the middle district judges of Alabama. The 11th Circuit judges are circuit court judges. They only, now that's who, okay, so you always have an appeal until you get to the Supreme Court, no matter where you are. You can always appeal up to the Supreme Court if people will take your appeal.
Right.
But you have the Middle District of Alabama, those judges I named a minute ago. They don't answer to the circuit court judges, but the circuit court judges have appellate jurisdiction over them, and that is Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. And no matter where you are in the United States, you have a circuit, you have a district court judge you answer to, or that has jurisdiction over your territory, and then you have a circuit court that has jurisdiction over multiple district court judges. And if that's confusing, I'm sorry, just don't let it be. Just understand there are geographical confines.
Mm.
There are political boundaries drawn all over this country. And they're arbitrarily drawn, but these arbitrarily drawn political boundaries confine a judge's jurisdiction within that political boundary. And everybody always accepted it that way. And very rarely would a trial court judge, a district judge over a third of the state of Alabama try to, or over a third of the state of California, or a fourth of the state of California, or over just the little bitty state of Hawaii, over the little bitty population center in Wyoming, very rarely throughout history. And it would only be in the most egregious circumstances with that little bitty district court judge all the way at the bottom of the federal judicial totem pole trying to extend his long arm of the law to all 50 states and all United States territories and tell a president of the United States what he can and can't do. Very, very rarely. Nationwide. Now, they might extend an injunction and say, hey, we want to hear this out. We want to have a trial on this. So we're going to have an injunction inside our political boundaries. Two people are arguing. Dave and Barron go to court. I'm trying to get Dave not to do something. And I go to the judge, and the judge says, Dave, you can't do that. You know, because Dave's in this political boundary.
I'm out of order. You're out of order. The whole system's out of order. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Few good men.
Sorry.
You're
no.
What movie was it?
It's one of the.
That's Cinema Woman.
We've done this bit before. It's not that either. It's the other one.
You're right. Hoo-ha. You're right. We have done this bit before. This entire segment has been done before multiple times.
Okay.
Very rarely has that ever happened.
Right.
We're talking like a few dozen times in the history of the country.
The whole country.
Has it ever happened? 240 years of this country, 243 years, very rarely has a district court judge, a lowly trial judge, issued a nationwide injunction that includes enjoining the president of the United States from taking official action that he's been given in the Constitution. Very rarely. It's almost never happened. But under Donald Trump, it's happened like 40 times.
Well... Prepare.
It's happened like 40 times. He's only been there 2 years.
Right, but he's orange.
What? And that's
and racist.
The rules don't apply to Trump. That's what I'm getting at. Rules don't apply to Trump.
That's racist.
So there never should have been a case go up to the Supreme Court because the president has the ability to dictate orderly asylum rules.
Dictate.
He does. He doesn't have to go to Congress and ask for help. He doesn't have to. He has the authority to say. Who may seek asylum in the United States under U.S. law? And the U.S. law says, all he's doing is enforcing law. The U.S. law says if you pass through a country on the way here, you have to stop and seek asylum there. So if you're from Mexico and you want to seek asylum in the United States, you can come to the United States to seek asylum, and you have the right to do it. You have a legal right to seek asylum in the United States. But if you have to pass through Mexico to get to the United States, you have to stop in Mexico first. And you have to seek asylum there. If you leave Nicaragua. Or Belize.
What about Guatemala?
Or Honduras.
Better. What about Guatemala?
Guatemala?
Guatemala.
If you leave Guatemala.
Guatemala.
Or Costa Rica.
Panama.
Or Nicaragua.
Panama.
Panama.
Y Colombia. Y Bolivia.
And Venezuela. You have to stop at a country on the way. You can't come to the United States. If you pass through another country, you have to stop there first. That's the law. And the president says, we're going to enforce the law. And if you get here and you have not stopped another country, we're sending you back.
I don't like the way this enforce the law sounds, Barron. That sounds racist to me.
Well, that's what a district judge who is not even connected to the southern border
So you're
says.
Telling me, yeah. you're telling me yes. that the law
yes.
applies
yes.
to people.
Yes.
As written.
Yes.
Crazy talk, Barron. I mean, I just said earlier that the whole system is out of order. It's obviously out of order if the law applies to everybody, Barron.
U.S.
That's just insane.
U.S. District...
That's not how the laws were written.
U.S. District Judge John Tiger in San Francisco, which it's not connected to the southern border, by the way.
Any relation to the Tiger Stuart Vance?
No, different no? Tiger.
Oh, different Tiger.
Tiger's a good... Stuart Vance is a great guy.
Not
related to Tiger Woods.
Okay.
It's actually T-I-G-A-R.
Tiger?
Could be Tigar.
Tigar.
He's in San Francisco. He blocked the new policy from taking effect in late July. A three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit narrowed his order so that it only applied in Arizona and California, states within the Ninth Circuit. So even the Ninth Circuit said, whoa, nationwide's a little big there, big boy in San Francisco. You can't sit in your San Francisco high-rise and tell the President of the United States what to do in Washington, D.C., or even Texas. That's a different judicial circuit altogether. And then the Supreme Court took it up. Supreme Court took it up, and they said, you know what? The president has this right. And you judges are getting completely out of control. At some point, the Supreme Court needs to weigh in on not just the fact that we have an asylum case before us, but they need to state clearly when an Article 3 district court judge can issue a nationwide injunction. And what they need to say is they can't. And if they're unwilling to do it, if the Supreme Court of the United States doesn't have the huevos, doesn't have the walnuts, doesn't have the acorns to do it, at some point, the Congress needs to, because in the Constitution, the Congress, not the president, not the judges get to set their own jurisdictional limits. The Congress gets to set the subject matter jurisdictional limits of the Supreme Court in the Constitution of the United States. Article 3, look it up. It's there, I promise. Go look it up. You don't have to believe your humble host. You're more than welcome to look it up. It says in there, Congress sets the jurisdictional limits of the federal courts and whether or not they even exist. The only court that has to exist is the Supreme Court of the United States.
I like this theory.
Every other court theory, can be wiped. It's the law.
This is one of my favorite Barron takes.
The federal courts could be wiped out tomorrow without the president's approval.
It's one of my favorite Barron takes.
They could wipe out...
Get them out of here.
They could wipe out the federal district courts, the federal circuit courts. So no longer would you have to have federal judges in Montgomery weighing in on national policy. You don't like judges in San Francisco striking down immigration law nationwide. You don't like them striking down whether or not we can build a wall. You don't like some judge in Hawaii that's not even connected to the freaking continental United States. It's separated by 6 hours of ocean by plane. You don't like some federal judge in Hawaii who's telling us we can't build a wall in California and Arizona and New Mexico and Texas. Then do away with the courts. Just say, look, you can't weigh in on this or you can't even exist. I'm so sick and tired of this. I'm glad the Supreme Court smacked them down. Sotomayor and Weekend at Ruth's filed a dissent.
Weekend at Ginsey's? Weekend at Ruthie's?
I'm so frustrated with this. So frustrated with this court system. It's gotten completely out of control. We're a nation ruled by tyrannical judges. It's just nuts. We'll be back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it, or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtime. I don't want to be your stupid game.
All right, guys, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a beautiful Thursday morning. A beautiful Thursday morning. You know what happens next Thursday? Comedy night at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. MC'd by Dave and Baron.
It's going to be bananas.
Not as bananas as the special this week, which is carbonara with bacon. Real carbonara. Real carbonara. Real carbonara.
So, I know that we've been banging this monkey pretty hard this week.
Yeah.
For good reason, because it's bananas.
Yes, yeah,
as Baron
carbonara.
Said. And we were talking about yesterday about the eggs and all. I think it was yesterday. It might have been 2 days ago.
Yeah,
about
whatever.
How eggy it is.
Uh-huh.
And I literally took a picture of. Look at that. I got a close up. See that egginess on the like on the bleeding edge there.
You know what? I actually took a good picture the other day. Let me see if your picture, my picture,
I mean,
is even.
I was just like, you know.
Look at that. I mean, look at that. Look at that picture right there. I took it in portrait mode. Food's so good. The carbonara is so good, it needs to be taken in portrait. Should I put this on Facebook?
I mean, both hosts jumped up and took a picture. It's that good. But Baron out here living in 3019.
I put it in portrait
mode. Hey, dog, I got portrait mode. I got like an AI picture, what do you call it? Like a picture editor, and mine look better than yours, dog.
No, this is amazing. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the special this week.
I mean, yeah, if you like pasta and bacon and eggs, you know, Parmesan cheese, you want to get a beer or wine, go and get this. You won't regret it. You won't regret it. Pair it with salad for $9.
I'm telling people on Facebook it's so good you have to appreciate it in portrait mode.
Yes.
Carbonara with bacon. How do you spell carbonara?
Carbonara.
Carbonara.
N-A-R-A. C-A-R-B-O.
Anyway, carbonara with bacon.
And I got banana.
No one ever said I was going to set a record on spelling bees.
Don't worry. Dave got it.
Dave got it? Dave can spell. Dave can't do math.
Yeah, no, Dave
I can't spell. You can't do math. Together, we're an okay team.
Right? See?
Oh, man. It is now on Facebook. If you don't believe me, go there and look at the eggy, rich carbonara deliciousness you can get at Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week. In portrait mode.
That's like, portrait mode's like next to God mode, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Portraitness is next to godliness.
Right.
Man rubs, see, they don't get robbed at gunpoint either. Man robs Montgomery Subway at gunpoint. This is the Subway over.
It's not giving anybody ideas, Baron.
It says the 4,000 block of Eastern Boulevard. I looked it up. That's over by Troy Highway, where Troy Highway hits Eastern Boulevard, right there. Robbed at gunpoint. I didn't even know there's a Subway there.
Well?
Apparently there is. 7:15 p.m. You know what's happening at 7:15 p.m. this time of year? Daylight. It was daylight out.
So you're saying they're robbing folks in broad daylight.
Now, here's my question. I have portrait mode on my phone. I have cameras in my house that are so HD and clear, I can count the number of diamonds in your ring when you come up to my front door. That's the picture they released of the guy who robbed the Subway. It's like 4 pixels.
I know, right?
I can tell he has a body. He may or may not actually have a head. That's the picture they took. You can't distinguish the guy from the background. You can't. I mean...
Yeah, I mean...
That legitimately is the worst picture I've ever seen.
You know the crazy thing is that since like 1980 or 85 or whatever, back when, I mean, did you ever work anywhere where you had to replace the tape?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
you just pop it out and put it, and then you grab another one, and you did it every 7 days.
Right.
So your tape every 7 days got written over?
Right. Every 7 days.
Allegedly.
By every 7 days, you meant every day, or sometimes the tape didn't get replaced. But, and that was part of the flaw in that technology. But my point is that every mom and pop, every janky liquor store, every terrible Circle K, whatever it is, has had a camera in it for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Folks keep robbing.
Uh-huh.
And none of the cameras have gotten better.
No,
like, that picture's from 1985.
This is the worst picture I've ever seen.
It truly is.
I mean, honestly, you can go to Costco right now and get a $200 camera that is
correct.
So crystal clear, and it has 45 days of storage.
And then if you're, like, worried about that, you can just you can buy a 3 terabyte storage for, like, less than $100.
Yeah. So and you can have, like, 2 years worth
correct.
Of video.
You can record your entire life every day for, like, 5 years and it not run out.
The cameras at my house are so clear, I can tell 2 houses away, like, what they're doing inside their house.
Right.
Like, I can look in and watch them wash dishes
yes.
2 houses away.
We basically
away.
Have the Hubble telescope, but, you know, also on our...
But it's on every corner of my house.
And it's also, like, smaller than my palm.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And you got old Sideshow Bob over here robbing stores. Well, here's the other thing, right? Like, okay, let's say, like, you know, you go to court, right? And they're like, is this the man? And they point to the picture. You're like, that's a formless blob, sir. he appears to have Sideshow Bob Frightwig on, but I can't really tell who it is.
There is no excuse for anybody in this city to not have at least one camera on their house.
Anybody
if not
anywhere.
Four or five or eight.
Yeah.
There's just no excuse. There's no excuse. And they help the police officers, and you can go back and say, here's the guy. And they are so crystal clear HD, their night vision. It's amazing. Now,
you know that whole math
cost nothing.
You know that whole math thing that I can't do? Not very handy either, right?
Yeah.
I installed the Ring camera.
See?
That's how easy it is. It's like two wires.
Yeah.
All right, so if I can do it, you can do it. And then now they sell the ones that like go on the corner of your house, and you don't have to connect it to
it's wireless.
The one on the door.
Right.
You just put it up there,
and
there you go. And it has a light on it, so like the second that the light's motion activated,
somebody
gets there, and then bam, the camera's on.
Yeah.
Well, the camera's on the whole time, but it shines the light.
And you can have it go to your phone if you want to be annoyed all day,
right?
Whatever.
I did have to turn that off.
Yeah, I did too. Well, I got people at home.
Well, and I've got, like, I mean, it's funny because we don't have, like, much traffic on our street.
Yeah.
But, like, but every time a car drives by, every time the UPS truck goes or whatever.
Who's this?
Morning, fellas.
Randall.
Hey, look, I mean, this is my theory on that, because I've been said that the same people who probably call you about your car insurance own a store, probably own the insurance company, which is they make the insurance company show the loss when they get robbed. Insurance company gets propped up by the government. That's, you know what I mean? It's just the way the world works. They don't move, you know, that's why they can say that he got more stuff than he did. They can say he got $1,500 worth of stuff. And not, you know, or, you know, keeping under the federal.
But, so you think it's all insurance fraud?
Yeah. Why? Because I guarantee you their home went on the insurance company. The insurance company shows a loss and the government pays them.
Randall, I love it.
I don't hate it.
I'm in.
I don't hate it.
But I just want to say right now, I want to say happy birthday to that long-legged, dorks-wearing, son of a gun, nasty drinking. But happy birthday to Paul.
I know. I told him we got a little show text.
Reindeer
text.
Video sending.
Yeah. Spam cooking.
Doing splits in front of a volleyball team. I mean, come on. You are number one dad. Get in front of your daughter's volleyball team and do a damn split.
Dad tennis shoe wearing.
I'm telling you, 84 is his birthday. We're happy. Thanks for your call, Randall. It's a fantastic day here at News Talk 93.1 FM.
It really is.
Who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Cranky.
Morning, Cranky.
Hey, you're talking about that armed robbery at the subway?
Yeah.
Right there, daylight still.
Mm-hmm.
You're overlooking one other real important factor. That's less than half a mile away from the South Central Police Precinct.
Oh, it's a nine iron away.
Exactly.
Well, it actually might be a lob wedge, because you're going to get the bounce from the parking lot of the police station.
You know, do you think there's a reason that folks just don't care and are willing to do that?
I don't know. I mean,
I saw a thing though. Hold on. I saw a thing. A friend of mine. I meant to send it on to Baron. Because life in 2019 is like 90% about just texting your friends memes that other friends text you.
like reindeer videos? Yeah,
right, like reindeer. Baron's stuck on this reindeer video.
I've watched it like six times.
No, but it's a buddy of mine, he said, this is probably the most meaningful meme I've ever seen. If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught to fear is his victim.
Oof.
Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper, USMC.
Well, that's about right. There isn't any other fear. They damn sure don't fear the system at all. They laugh at it and scoff it and mock it.
Right.
Otherwise, why would it be out of control like it is? They know that, you know, if there was truly some sort of penalty, as in penal system, you know, there might be a little less crime than what we've got going on.
Maybe.
But
maybe.
I just, you know, less than half a mile away, probably about 2,000 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Well, y'all have a great day.
You too.
All right, guys. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228 if you're on hold. Hang tight. We'll be with you momentarily. It's 36 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're just a bunch of talking heads, Dave. What do we know? We'll be back. And she could hear the highway breathing. And she could see a nearby factory. She's making sure she's not dreaming.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The blazing late summer heat continues, but within a few days, our rain chances start to get better as we watch the tropics. For today and tomorrow, very hot with a high in the upper 90s and the heat index 100 to 105. You've heard that before. Rain chances minimal, 10%. Saturday, increasing clouds, high in the mid-90s. Then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, a tropical low coming out of the Gulf could bring some very beneficial rain into Alabama. Will this system turn into a depression or something else? We're monitoring, but the rain chances get better Sunday through Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Doing everything they can to try to make it look like vaping is killing people. And it's just not. They had a map up on Fox News a second ago. It was like, states with vaping deaths. It was like six states sprinkled over the map. It's like when the measles outbreak hit. They were like, states with measles. And then, remember that girl up in Birmingham? They tried to make a big deal out of her, and they were going to make her the measles case in Birmingham. Yeah. And then when they...
But then she didn't die?
Well, no, not only did she not die, she didn't even have the measles. Everybody looked at that pic, because she had posted so many pictures on Facebook.
Right.
People were like, your kid has roseola. Right. I mean, every kid has had roseola.
Right.
And then they were like, oh, yeah, we double-checked, and it wasn't measles after all. But still, guys, the point stands.
It was,
it's fake but accurate.
It was a false negative, but I mean, a false positive. But also, she went to school with a kid who wasn't vaccinated. So
so very well could have been measles.
Right. I mean, we thought she was going to die. But
and had it been measles, it would have been bad, Joe.
Well, I mean, it would have been terrible.
You know, it's not terrible, the Goodson Group. Never has been terrible a day in its life because Bo Goodson came out of the womb, man. I'm telling you, the guy opened up his lungs and he knew everything there was to know about real estate. I'm convinced. No, he probably learned along the way. He probably had some good formation and really, really studied real estate. But, man, it seems so natural for him. Just easy peasy, fresh and breezy, lemon squeezy. The guy gets it. He understands your concerns. And when other people say, I'll list your house, Bo Goodson says, I'll sell your house. I mentioned the other day, Eddie Bader, who works at the Goodson Group, had two houses sell within 72 hours of listing. Not within each other. Listing. He put one on the market, boom, 24 hours later, sold. Put another one on the market, boom, 72 hours later, sold. That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of results you want. Get him on the phone. What's his number? 551-0225.
You have so many phone numbers.
I do, man. 551-0225. Bo Goodson, The Goodson Group. 551-0225. TheGoodsonGroup.com. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. I'm glad they're showing. I mean, Fox News is doing round-the-clock e-cigarette concerns. Over 450 possible links to vaping.
Right.
Possible links to vaping. You know what? Don't vape cheap marijuana vape pens. Don't. And you're not going to have this problem. You're not going to have this problem.
You think that's what it is? It's not even tobacco vaping?
No. Philip Morris and all these companies, they have jumped on this bandwagon and tried to make it seem like it's the Juul products, make it seem like it's the tobacco products. It is not that. It is cheap, homemade marijuana vaping. Get yourself some high-quality marijuana vaping or vape whatever tobacco products you want. It's not a problem. Not a problem. Here's the headline from the AP. The health writer for the AP. Government plans to ban flavors used in e-cigarettes. Federal government will act to ban thousands of flavors in e-cigarettes, President Donald Trump said Wednesday. Responding to a recent surge in underage vaping that has alarmed parents, pediatricians, and health authorities nationwide. Now, I will say this. Why does your vape have to taste like strawberry cheesecake? Honestly. Have you ever tasted a cigarette?
I have.
It tastes like garbage.
Yeah, they're terrible.
That's really the worst taste ever.
Cigarettes are so terrible to me that I was never, like, able to fake it until I liked them.
Yeah.
Think about, like, I mean, you know, when you're, like, a kid and everybody smokes, right?
It's like coffee. Like, coffee sucks.
Correct.
That's why you put cream and sugar in it. But, I mean, some people, like, you know, when I drank coffee, I drank it black.
I did, too.
But
for the most part.
But you have to get there.
Right.
You have to get there.
Same with beer. Same with scotch.
Right. Scotch is amazing. But it sucked the first time.
Do you remember the first time that you had what's the kind that is
the Islay?
Yeah.
That tastes like burnt tobacco?
Or tastes like, you know, I just sucked on a piece of coal, like right out of the mine.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. It's real like, smoky.
Oh, look, here's a peat bog for you. You know, 10,000 Irishmen died in it, but, you know, here, drink some. And you're like, what is this?
I know.
But now? See? Same thing with smoking.
I could hit up some Laphroaig.
I was never able to get over it.
I could destroy some Laphroaig. That's got that real...
Oh, scotch, yes. Cigarettes now.
Yeah, no, but anyway, but you should have to get over it on some of these harmful vices. Right. I never understood the cheesecake flavors and the blueberry dream and all that. Come on.
You know what they really ought to do if you want kids to stop vaping?
Huh.
Just show, like... There, a couple years ago, there was like the thing that you will never unhear this, right? The douche flute.
Oh, no, stop.
Do you ever see the guy? It's got the big box.
No.
And it's got like the thing coming out of it. And like the dude's got the, you know, like the just hitting the douche flute, just blowing them clouds of blueberry or strawberry cheesecake, Baron.
It's done.
You'll never get
it's
over
done.
It.
Done.
So here's the thing. Even if you vaped, you would quit right now when I call
I
it
would
that.
Probably.
Everybody vaping right now is like, wait a minute.
I've got what?
This is terrible.
I've got what in my hand? I just never understood it. You know, I used to have a bad nicotine habit. I'm not afraid to admit that. I chewed so many of those little nicotine lozenges when I finally quit. I mean, I ended up chewing those for a year or two. I mean, little tiny mint you put in your mouth.
The first time I ever heard
the
of that...
The nicotine doesn't hurt you.
The first time I ever heard of the like, Nicorette or whatever...
Yeah.
Because I had, an uncle that was prescribed it, and then, like, 6 months later, he's still chewing it. People were like, well, I mean, if you can't quit that, how are you going to quit smoking? And he was like, the doctor told me that, like, I could chew Nicorette forever.
And, yeah.
And it's better for me than, like, smoking one cigarette.
Nicotine is as harmless as caffeine.
Right.
It'll make you a little anxious.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it's for.
It's a stimulant.
Yeah.
But it's all the other stuff involved in it. So why... I don't know. I don't wish kids would vape this stuff. I really don't. I don't want them vaping grape slushy and strawberry cotton candy.
I just don't want them to look like dorks. Blowing the douche flute.
Yeah, they do look like dorks. They really do.
Well, let's face it. Let's not be dorks.
Yeah, whatever. But I think I do think Big Tobacco is the one pushing this in the mainstream news.
Garen's.
Yeah. They had like five people get sick. And they're like, we can use this to ban. We can get our cigarette sales back.
For
They've
real.
Been murdered by vapes.
Murdered by everything.
The cigarette companies have been absolutely murdered by vapes. So. Oh, man, is it that time again? The music starts playing. I get sad. Try to act like I didn't hit the button. 47 after.
Well, they didn't see you.
We'll be back.
It's the perfect time of year. Somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess. Considering everything's a mess.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Caps. Lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4 ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Caravita Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit CaravitaVillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their 2 locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in. It's 51 minutes after 9 o'clock. 9 minutes till the top of the hour. Get the next! right. Jenkins Steyer and Auto, they're downtown. I mean, they are downtown, downtown. Like, downtown. And they'll get you to work and back. You don't have to. I had somebody the other day, but man, you got to work downtown. No, they'll take you anywhere. Take you out to East Chase, take you to the Midtown, take you up to Prattville. Man, if you just will incorporate Jenkins Steyer and Auto into your daily life, they will make sure you get to work. And if you can't find a ride back in the afternoon to your car, they'll make sure you get back to Jenkins Steyer and Auto. Wonderful, wonderful people. Mike Jenkins, truly a decent guy. Truly a decent, good man. And they do good work. They do good work. They do routine maintenance. They do all kinds of stuff over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. So it doesn't matter if you got a big car, small car. Doesn't matter if you have an 18-wheeler, a farm tractor, or a classic automobile, or just a daily commuter, man. You got a... they still make a Toyota Cressida? I don't know why I almost said that. If they don't make one, if they do make... Even if they don't, they'll work on it. I know they make the Corolla, right?
RAV4. Yeah.
You got Hondas. You got, what are some of them other cars? Jeeps.
What other car we got?
Doesn't matter what you got, they'll take care of it.
I don't even remember what a Cressida looks like.
It was the, I think it was the, wasn't it the forerunner to the Lexus?
Yes. Toyota Cressida was a Supra powered proto Lexus.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, when you Google it, the 1992 one comes up.
Hey, so, you know what?
Way to come up with a really relevant vehicle here, Baron.
I'm going to go to the phones in a second, so James sit tight. Let me tell you what happened. I was in the back of my friend's Cressida. His name was Baird Graham.
He was riding out in a Toyota Cressida, boy.
And he, someone said, you know, and this was in high school, so the Lexus had been out like a year or two. And someone said, you know, the Lexus was built off the Cressida. And he goes, really? So I'm driving a Lexus? And he hit the dash, and all the lights went out on the dash. I was like, yeah, no, you're not. I mean, it's like, it killed the power. we have an expert. We have a vaping expert on the line, I'm told. James?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, you're the vaping expert?
Well, I own a vape shop in Montgomery.
Oh, perfect. You are the guy I want to talk to. Tell me about grape slushy and strawberry candy crush.
That's strawberry.
That's what's in the AP story. Strawberry cheesecake, excuse me.
Okay. Well, the reason there's flavors in vapes is because it helps entice you to quit smoking, of course. It's an extra additive just since you're not just for nicotine, you know? So it helps you quit by giving you something that you enjoy. It's an extra incentive. That's why we have flavors.
What is the...
What
is the nicotine dissolved in?
Dissolved in? It's in propylene glycol.
Okay. And that's not a fat, is it?
No, it is not. Okay. It's in everything that you eat that's processed. You drink sodas, it's in there. It's in all candies.
Conveniently de-ices airplane wings as well.
That's ethylene glycol, isn't it? Or is it propylene glycol?
Either way.
Oh, really?
No, propylene glycol is not. That's ethyl glycol. Nah.
That's what I thought.
Also was used in radiator fluid back in the 70s.
Boom! Nailed it.
I've de-iced
a wing or two. No, I have not.
No offense here, James, but I'd be more apt, you know, if it did have the airplane cleaner in it. But, you know, that's just me.
All right, James, so let me ask you a question. This nationwide epidemic, any of your customers or clients, anybody you know ever have a clogged lung from this stuff?
No one that I've ever served or have talked to, the hundreds of thousands of people that I've met that have vaped, no one's ever had a single health issue from it. This epidemic, I guess what they're calling it now, is from not actually from commercial vaping. It's from black market THC cartridges.
That's what I've been telling people. It's because they dissolve it in vitamin E acetate, which is an oil, a fat. And you can't vape oils. It's not good for you.
No, you do not. You do not need to vape oils. That's bad. Just like some of the other stuff where they're showing these new things where it's like vitamin inhales.
Yeah.
You see them in Books a Million and other places.
Yeah.
I would not suggest doing that. That doesn't seem like it's a smart idea.
Yeah.
But in the history of vaping, so far there's been no links or illnesses linked to commercial vaping. Now, you buying something off the corner from a random guy, I can't promise that that's going to be healthy for you.
Right. And this is what I've been telling people. And I think the tobacco industry is the one pushing this in the news to try to get people off of vaping and back onto some Winston lights.
Yeah. Well, the reason why they're worried is because the vaping industry is a $3 to $5 billion industry right now.
And
that's coming directly from the tobacco's bottom line, you know?
Now, how do you ensure your products are not making their way to children?
To children? We card everyone.
Children?
We card. If you don't look like you're 75 or 60 or you haven't came in there and we've known you forever, you're going to get carded. You come in there looking just a day over 19, or even if you look
Is there a law that you have to be 19 to buy these products?
Yes, it's considered tobacco. It's considered a tobacco derivative, so it falls under the 19-year-old age to smoke.
I did not know that.
Yes, it does, and in some states it's 21 and older. I believe California is 21 now, and so is New York.
18 to party, 21 to drink, Dave.
I hear you.
Well, it's 21 to smoke in those places, too.
Well.
Thanks for stepping on the joke.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, I got a question.
Yeah, no problem.
Is this harming your business, this nationwide hysteria that's gripped the country with dead people?
It probably does harm it into the fact that some people that are smoking will not change to vaping.
But I'm saying, have you seen a fall off in sales?
But like...
No, not at all. Most people that are actually been vaping, they're pretty wise to the media's try to spin it.
But, like, now, aren't we, I mean, I know you pitched it as a smoking alternative there, but, like, aren't the majority of people who vape now people who've never smoked?
No.
No?
No, the majority is people that come in, just in my shop, I'll use mine for example, more people come in that are trying to quit smoking than are just like, oh, it looks cool.
Okay.
I want to try this.
Well, good.
I mean, we do have a percentage of that, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
I mean, you're always going to have that. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
but it's majority is people that want to quit.
I mean,
they've been smoking for 20 years, or some people picked it up just a few years, and they just
right.
like, well, I don't want to do this no more.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not, you know, Baron was asking about, like, you know, the flavors or whatever. I mean, we have, like, 98 types of Oreos. Why wouldn't we have, you know, strawberry cheesecake, smokeless tobacco?
Well, I mean, if you want to do it in a comparison
right.
just to something else that is controlled, like an age limit, use alcohol. I mean, if you go into a liquor store and look at a liquor wall, we've got apple vodka, we've got cotton candy vodka, we've got blueberry,
right,
orange,
right.
all this different flavors, but... That's not appealing to youngsters, supposedly.
Let me tell you, there's a great comedy bit budding in here somewhere. It's going in my head. I might break it out at the Midtown Pizza Kitchen comedy night next week. You ought to come out to that, James. You sound like a fun guy. Sound like you'd like to laugh. I appreciate you calling in and helping us get us up to speed on this. Godspeed to you. Last question. If they kill your flavors, James, if they don't allow you to sell flavored stuff and you just have to sell the unflavored stuff, is that going to harm your business?
Yes, it definitely will. It'll harm... hundreds of thousands of people that are in the industry, because it's not like a small industry that would be causing hundreds of thousands of people to lose their jobs.
Yeah,
right.
I hear you. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, James.
Hey, well, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Hey, got a vaping expert on the phone. Imagine that.
I feel
enlightened.
Is he the vape god like Klabe is the spam god?
Kinda.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking.
Klabe had some, let me tell you, that spam,
dude,
that SLT sandwich, the spam lettuce and tomato sandwich yesterday he showed us on the group text.
I know.
I'd have done dirty things to that sandwich, dude. Dirty, dirty things. But if you got dirty things going on, and what I mean by dirty things is your house looks like garbage, paint that bad boy. New Look Decorating has all the stuff you need available over there. New Look Decorating, they're on the Atlanta Highway, right where you dead end into... right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway, there's Goo Goo Car Wash right there and all this stuff. That is the Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating. Go by and ask for a sample. Say, look, Baron Coleman was on the radio. He and Dave told me I could get a sample of these high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. Let me sample the Regal. Get the Regal paint. Put it on a brush. Slide it up a wall. In fact, you don't even have to slide up a wall. It's like the brush.